Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Amari Cooper caught five balls for 131 yards and a touchdown last night as the Browns beat the Bengals 32-13. Amari, of course, traded away from the Cowboys last offseason for a fifth-round pick and then an exchange of six-rounders. Shannon, what do you think here? Did the Cowboys make a mistake basically giving Amari to the Browns for what essentially boils down to a fifth-round pick?
Skip, I believe you know what I think of Amari Cooper. I believe they did make a mistake. But here's the reason why I say, Jerry, it's a two-part question. It's really hard. If you wanted CD to be your number one receiver, you had to remove Amari because CD is not better than Amari. He doesn't transition, which means get in and out of his break. He can't beat man coverage as consistently as Amari. He's not a top five route runner like Amari. He doesn't have the body control of Amari. So, Skip, if I want someone to graduate, that's why they were looking to get rid of Jimmy G out of San Francisco. Why, Skip? Because right now, Trey Lance is not better than Jimmy G. But I've got to clear the deck in order for this guy to succeed. So in order for CeeDee Lamb to morph into that number one receiver, Skip, I've got to remove Amari. Everybody knows CeeDee is not better than Amari. You know CeeDee is not better than Amari. Jerry knew. Jerry was upset because he overpaid for Amari because he didn't want him to go to his rival, the Washington football, the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Damn, I keep saying the football team sounds better. Okay, he didn't want him to go to the Commanders. And so he overpaid for Amari. So instead of paying him the value of what the receivers should get, he gave him more because I didn't want him to go there. And because Jerry says, well, you're not giving me that kind of value, I'm going to move on. Well, you only got a fifth and a sixth rounder for him, Skip, because you made it known that you were looking to move on from Amari Cooper. Well, if I know you're going to get rid of something, Skip, I'm not giving you max dollars for it. I already know you want to get rid of it. So Jerry took, I take a fifth and a sixth. When you know, now look what they got, Skip. You got Noah Brown. Really, Skip? Jalen Tolbert, the guy that was supposed to change the culture in Dallas. He's been active for what, one game?
Well, there was a sighting the other day against the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, really? There he is. By the way, I'll take Romeo Doubs over him any day of the week, and he went in the fourth round to Jalen Tolbert's third round. Go ahead.
CeeDee Lamb has 20 career drops in 40 games. Amari had 14 drops in 56 games. Less drops in 24 fewer games. We saw what Dak was before he got Amari. You were waiting for CD to do what Amari did for Dak. Have you seen that? I have not. There's no question in my mind. Come on, Skip. I mean, you talk about you possibly, would you even be thinking about Odell if you had Amari? The mere fact that you're possibly, and we're going to talk about this, you could possibly be entertaining this, lets you know. Where are they ranked as far as wide receivers? You tell me that. They're at the bottom near wide receivers. Mm. They weren't there when they had Amari. They were ranked very, very high. So for me, Skip, it's a two-part question. I believe in order for you to let a CD rise, you had to let Amari go into the sunset. But he's not a better receiver. Mm. You saw his arsenal on full display last night. You remember those days, Skip Bayless, when he first got there in 2018. And you saw in 2019, he was dealing.
No, I only saw that down the stretch in 2018. I did not see it in 2019.
You saw it in 2019?
I did not. I'm about to. Tell me when it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Thank you. Once again, you put words in my mouth because I do not know that Amari Cooper is more valuable than CeeDee Lamb. I do not know that. I do not feel that. I do not see that. I do not anticipate that.
So you
that.
Think Amari Cooper, you say, as we sit here today, you saying CeeDee Lamb is a better receiver than Amari?
I will take him any day, night, Sunday, Thursday, Monday. I'll take him over Amari Cooper. I haven't missed Amari Cooper for one split second. The only Cooper I care about now is Cooper Rush.
Whatever.
Cooper Rush, not Amari Cooper. Okay, let's start with last night. You realize that the Browns own the Bengals, and I don't know why. It's just one of those weird rivalry just dynamics where they just own them. They've beaten them 8 of the last 9 times. Baker Mayfield owned the Cincinnati Bengals when he was there. What was his big turnaround game when Odell got hurt? It was at Cincinnati, and he threw a party against Joe Burrow and company. I don't get it, but it's 8 out of 9, and it's 5 straight times.
Yeah.
5 straight times. So, to me, you have to start with the fact that the Bengals that I picked to repeat and win the AFC are decimated, especially on defense. Obviously, they don't have Ja'Marr Chase, and that's another one where he's so great, he just changes the whole dynamic. It's just the whole offense, when you have him and you have to commit 2 to him every time, all of a sudden, oh, wait, T. Higgins is running free and Boyd's running free. And then
they better fix that stinking offensive line.
Okay,
they better
it's been good because you realize they were on a roll.
Yeah.
The Bengals were on a roll coming into this game, and they were starting to look like the Bengals. And the offensive line was no longer a liability until Myles Garrett happened last night and everybody around him. Okay? And every time I looked up, another DB went out of the game, including my old guy Awuzie went out of the game. And so, yes, he ran wild on them because they didn't have anybody to deal with him. And when your team is front running and when it's clear to Amari Cooper that you have the upper hand in a game, he can be lethal. I always said he might be the best route runner in football. But I don't trust his heart. I don't trust his backbone. I don't trust his guts, especially on the road. And that was at home in Cleveland last night, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what have we seen? The Browns had lost 4 in a row. Like, who cares? Like, it was like a who cares kind of game last night. And it looked like to me, I was obviously rooting for Joe Burrow and company. They go boom, boom, boom right down the field. And then all of a sudden it looks like they're about to go in and score. And Myles Garrett gets his fingertips on a pass and it gets tipped up in the air and tipped up in the air and tipped up. And they pick it off. And from that point, I look up and it seems like 10 minutes later, it's 25-0. I'm saying, what just happened to the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yep.
I think they're trying to figure that out. Okay, so what do we know from Amari Cooper this year on the road? Or even, let's just cherry pick some games. Remember the week 1 game when the Browns stole that game from Baker Mayfield at Carolina? Remember that game?
Yeah.
Amari, he took that game over. He caught 3 balls for 17 yards. And then their big game against Atlanta, at Atlanta, he caught 1 ball for 9 yards. Oh, that's Amari. That's who I know. And then against New England, he caught 4 balls for 44. And at Baltimore, he caught 3 balls for 24 yards. And his catch rate is only 59%. So he's been thrown 66 balls and he's caught only 39 of them. Guess where that ranks in catch rate among only wide receivers? It's 60th on a list of 75 wide receivers. He ranks 60th in catch rate right now. And Pro Football Focus, I'm sorry, that CD's ranked 50. He's graded 15th to Amari's 28. So right now, and they've always loved CD Moore.
Man, all them drops when they threw CD Lamb 11, 12 balls and he caught 2.
Okay, I got you. But let's hark back after the miraculous run that Dak and Amari made once he joined the team. They had one disaster on, remember, the Monday night
the
Tennessee game. That was a bad start. And Dak tried to force a ball into the back of the end zone to Amari, who had just joined the team and maybe practiced once.
Right.
And what's the Tennessee safety?
Byard.
Yeah, Byard. He picked it in the back of the end zone and ended up running all the way out and doing a TO out on the logo, right, at Jerry World. Okay, so after that, they took off. And I give you, they had some huge – the home game against Philadelphia that went overtime. It was spectacular. What a dynamic duo they became. And then 2019 happened, and they had the 3 first games. Remember, this is when Dak was betting on himself against that – evil Jerry Jones.
Right.
He's going to take him to the bank. And here we go. And your favorite all-time game, you're up in Denver rooting. You lost your voice rooting against my Cowboys from the box up in Denver. They were all the way up against the Jets. They ended up losing 24. It was 24-22 to Sam Darnold. They lost to Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he put one on him.
Yeah, he put one on him. So Amari caught 1 ball for 3 yards.
He was hurt.
And then I don't know what happened, but he came right back the next game at home, and he looked like a world beater. I don't know what happened. 1 ball for 3 yards. Then here we went to New England, and he's matched up against, at that point, the best corner in football and still one of the top corners in Stephon Gilmore. And it was a no-moss game. Amari, he quit.
He was hurt.
He just flat out said, I can't. I go, give me that long coat. It's cold up here in New England. It was like November 20-something.
It was snowing. It was dreary.
The final score is New England 13-9. They won that game. But he's over there standing in a long coat saying, Coach, I just can't be. He's too good for me. Which brings me to the final game that year. With all the chips pushed to the middle of the NFC East table at Philadelphia in the cold on, I think it was December 22nd.
Yeah.
The Eagles won the game 17-9, and it got so bad for Amari, who did wind up with four catches for only 24 yards. It got so bad in the fourth quarter. Jason Garrett was so upset with him. This is Jason Milquetoast Garrett. He yanked him from the football game and said, you come over here and stand by me because you are half-heartedly running your routes right now. And remember the last big possession, it was Tavon Austin in the game in place of Amari Cooper.
Right.
Because Jason Garrett just didn't look like he didn't like the body language he saw from Amari Cooper, who, for whatever reason, if you take him out of his home comfort zone and put him on the road, he's a boss, man.
Well, Skip, how about this? How about instead of trying to say CD's one, why not have it like Miami? Miami's not interested in who's one or who's two. Jaylen Waddle gets his catches. Tyreek gets his catches.
Okay, the problem was Jerry caved and gave him $20 million bucks.
Yeah.
$20 million bucks.
He did.
And then last year, game after game, you're saying, well, he's not that good. He's not that good.
Right.
And Jerry loves him some CD. I do not disagree because Jerry sat there and was it his grandson? He's on his yacht. Granddad, you got to take.
But here, the thing is, Skip, we know how Jerry feels about the guys he drafted. Yeah. There's a special kind of bond.
I got it.
Now, he's never going to love players that he traded for like he loved the players that he drafted. And sometimes he holds on to the players that he drafted a little too long. But you look at Amari and the way he can run and the things that he can do. Skip, he can, like I said, I don't know. I don't know what's inside. I've seen some guys that got passion like Michael Irvin to play that position, and some guys are just quiet, but still get that work done.
T.O. had huge passion for that position. He played with rage.
Right.
And Amari just plays lifelessly. He reverts only back to his God-given route-running ability. And
cooking folks.
Yeah. Well, he can textbook cook folks. And especially when he gets you on the run and they are front running, he will cook you because there's no pressure. You just keep running your routes and you got the advantage because you're just better than they are.
Yeah.
They're decimated in the secondary. And look what Cleveland wound up doing. They put up 440 yards. That's what Jacoby Brissett, 440 yards to 229.
Been really bad.
He's been really bad lately. And then he's with Lisa after the game, just crowing about what they've been doing. Well, enjoy the night, because I'm not sure there are going to be many more of those. But the point is, I get what you're trying to say in the big picture, but if you look at the small picture from game to game to game, I just don't miss him, because I believe, remember we had the great Rob Ryan, Rex's twin brother, was sitting right here, and he just threw up his hands when we were talking about Amari at Philadelphia, and he said, it's why John Gruden said no. John Gruden just said, your motor doesn't run hot enough for me. I just don't like the way you... It's why John loved Antonio Brown for a little while when he first got there to camp, remember? Because to Antonio's credit, nobody ever practiced any harder than Antonio.
Right.
He loved to play football, so he loved to practice football.
Well, see, Amari says, well, see, when I show you passion, y'all call me a diva. I don't get out there. I'm not yelling and screaming. I'm not screaming on the sideline. I'm not throwing tablets. And now y'all say I have no passion. He's like, I can't win. He said, can I find a common ground? Can I find a middle ground and operate and go do my job and go home?
Okay, so John Gruden said no, but he got in return a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll work.
Right.
And then Jerry Jones said no, but he got in return only a fifth-round pick.
Right.
Well, I don't love it, because you would think just on pure reputation that you could get better than a fifth-rounder.
Well, you can't let it be known that you're trying to get rid of the guy.
I got it, but it was for them addition by subtraction, because to your point, they needed to clear the decks for CD to rise and shine.
Yes.
And that they needed to clear the psychological decks, because every time they went into a big road game, if he's your number one receiver, they couldn't trust him. It was negative. It's almost like Russell Westbrook, where it becomes contagious bad. And Amari's lack of emotion and lack of playing with any kind of intensity, it became contagious bad for the whole offense. So Jerry said, I don't need that. CD plays with some passion and rage.
Yeah.
He does.
But Amari catches the ball, he ain't going to do no.
No, he's not going
to
do it.
He ain't going to do nothing. Nope. Amari, just get up, nope. Hand the ball to the official, go back to the huddle.
He's it.
Like, I do this all the time. This is what I do. I'm a professional. I'm a professional wide receiver, which means I do this on the reg. So I'm not surprised at what's happening to you right now.
Okay, so he's lifted the Cleveland Browns to what are they now, 3-5?
What would they be if they had had four? If number four was their quarterback, I guarantee they wouldn't be 3-5.
Maybe. We'll see about that.
There's no
number
question.
Four hadn't played football in 2 years.
Well, three more weeks? Week 11. He can come back week 12.
They reported last night on ESPN that he's now allowed back in the
building. Yeah, he's back in the building. Yeah, he's been able to come back to the building.
Yep, I think we're about 3 weeks out.
But, Skip, you have to – and plus, there's no question. We know what the Browns are. The Browns are a running team. Hence what we saw from Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb need to get some more love, too, Skip. I don't know what it is about Nick Chubb, but all I know is he be standing straight up. He ain't in no stands, like hands on his hip.
He does.
And be running the ball down people's throat. That is a running football team. And Amari's putting up these numbers. He was sensational last night. I'm surprised that they don't throw the ball better considering the run game. Play action should always be open because Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt can both run the football.
Yeah, Nick had 101 last night. They had 172. I was surprised Cincinnati didn't try to run it at all because Joe Mixon's pretty good, but they just went completely away. You can argue because they fell behind.
They fell behind, yeah.
But with Nick Chubb, I will never forget that early scene in the Hard Knocks that year where he's at the airport.
They left him at baggage play.
They left him at baggage play. And some Browns fan is standing next to him, and it's just making idle conversation while they're waiting for the carousel to drop the bags. And he said something about, what are you doing? And he said, I play for the Browns. Oh, you play for the Browns? Yeah. What's your name? Nick Chubb. Oh, you're Nick Chubb.
Chubb from the crib. So, yeah but Skip, look, I just think the thing is, and we're about to talk about it now with Odell, I can just imagine what y'all be cooking. Y'all be really cooking right now. If y'all had Amari and CD, I mean, now you got CD and Noah Brown. Really, Skip? That's what you're going to make this deep play.
Forget about Michael Gallup. Who can gallop?
Oh, okay, let's talk about Michael Gallup.
Yeah, let's.
Guys, that game for Amari with 131 yards, that was a season high for him and his third 100-yard receiving game of the season.
Oh, he got 300 yards. How many for CD? How many CD got?
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
All right, so yes, we know the Lakers and Pacers stepped away from the idea of trading Russell Westbrook and draft capital for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. However, Turner says the Lakers should revisit the idea of trading for him. This was on the Woj podcast. The center said, look, I provide leadership, shot blocking, three-point ability, and playmaking. Shannon, could this happen?
I doubt it. Miles Turner clearly doesn't want to be in Indy any longer. He's going to be wanting a contract, and they seem to be unwilling to give him the contract that he's seeking. Skip, they had all offseason. It's just hard for me to see them, especially now since they put Russ in a new role. He seems to be accepting of that role. He seems to be flourishing in that role. I hardly think they're going to revisit this anytime soon. They want to see another 10, 15 games of Russ playing in this role. Okay, is this a new home? Is this something that we can build on? So now I think it's less likely. We understand who Miles Turner is. He's a two-time block champ. He normally shoots around 34, 35% from the three, although he's down this year, shooting 27% from the three. But he's missed 65 games between 20 and 2022. And so he's only played three games this season. So, look, the last thing they need is another injured big man. We deal with AD every time he jumps up and then he grabs his back and he moves like AD's 28, but he moves like he's 58.
That is true.
And so for me, Skip, I don't see it happening. I doubt it's going to happen if it were to happen anytime soon, but I don't see it happening now because you had hold the entire offseason to get something done. Now you put Russ in a new role. He's kind of thriving in that role. And I know, Skip, it's only two games, but this is the happiest and the freest I've seen Russ play in a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to probably ride this out for a little while.
Which is why I'm with you. It feels like this trade is way off the table because all of a sudden he has turned into Russell West's bench. All of a sudden, it looks like he's, at least early on his way to winning sixth man of the year.
Yep.
So he has a new goal. I'll be the sixth man of the year. I'll be the next Manu Ginobili. I will come in with the expectations, especially at home, to ignite instead of people gasping and saying, no, don't shoot. It'll be like, yeah, Russ is in the game, right?
Applaud him, yep.
Maybe, 6 minutes left in the first quarter, somewhere mid-first quarter. Here he comes.
Yes.
And here they go.
Yep.
Off to the races. And it looked like Russ balked at the role and pouted over the role when he got thrown into that last preseason game.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Darvin Ham convinced him, just try it. Embrace it one night and let's see what happens. And he did. And he still did a lot of Russell Westbrookian kind of things, like wild turnovers.
I guess not, Skip. He's found a way to get warm since he's not starting.
I don't know how he did that.
He couldn't even know what to do.
No, he said he didn't. But I think he used the exercise bike up in the tunnel. I don't know, but he did it. And especially the other night, he ignited. And the most stunning stat of the year for the Lakers so far is that against Denver, again, at the Crypt at home, Russell Westbrook led the whole game with a plus 18 and LeBron was a minus one.
Yep.
You can make the case that Russell Westbrook actually saved LeBron from going, what would that make him, 0-6, right? Saved him from going 0-6 because LeBron came out flat, missed his first four little layup shots underneath the basket, and then had a wild three miss at the end of the half. And you look up and, wait a second, they have stormed back, and they are taking control of the game. And they continued to storm all through. And it was led mostly by Westbrook. I thought Austin Reeves played very well in his role, just going along.
Lonnie Walker came in and gave it to
me. He did.
Skip, and even though they lost the game, what was that, Friday night to Minnesota, he played well the first time coming off the bench. I thought he'd done an unbelievable job.
It was just wild because he still shot poorly.
Especially the later it got, the more he reverted back.
19, and he had five wild, sadly comical.
But he had 18 points. He's averaged 18 points, shooting 37% from the three, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. As a starter, he was 10 points a game, 8% from three. He had a minus 16 as a plus minus.
What was the other night? 18, 18. 8, and 8? 18, 8, and 8. That rolls off the tongue, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And it looked like, I don't know how, but he got voted. He's a top 75 player, and most people think he's slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famer. So if you can sort of, he's like reborn now in this new role, if you will, coming off the bench where he's found a second career salvation. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe this is going to go. But all of a sudden, to me, even though this story caught fire last night, it just feels like it's starting to fade because could you use Miles Turner and Buddy Hield? Sure you could.
Because maybe, Skip, you could probably put Miles Turner in the starting lineup, play him at the five, put AD at his natural position where he really and truly wants to play. He ain't really trying to bang with a Jokic or Joel Embiid or those big guys like that.
And Miles Turner, to your point, he will block some shots.
Yeah, yeah.
He had two blocks last night.
And, Skip, the Lakers are really good. They're a good defensive team. So he could help them. points and second chance points, rebounding. I think his 3-point percentage will come up. I don't believe he shoots 27% for the whole three. I think he'll revert back to kind of where he was, like a 34-35% shooter. But I think now Rob Pelinka, Skip, because they said he wanted to see him by Thanksgiving. Okay, they put Russ in this role. I think now there's a reluctancy to do anything. Well, let's see how it works.
Yep.
We thought Russ was going to be in the starting role, but now we might have found a role for him, so this might work for us.
Okay, and as you know, we pointed this out 1,000 times, all that Jeannie Buss has left in her long-term vault are those two unprotected first-round picks,
yeah.
27 and 29. 2029. And the point is, if they're unprotected, they could be stars. They could be superstars. And the way Russ was going in the starting lineup, he'd become such a liability that if you give away those two picks just to get rid of $47 million and Russell Westbrook, then you could look 10 years from now, you could just look like fools.
Yeah, I agree, Skip. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to move him. I think they're going to keep him in his role. I think Russ thrives in this role right here. Now, where that takes them, I don't know. I don't think they're contending. Even with Russ in this role, I don't think they're contenders. The West is loaded. The NBA, I mean, even when you look at the East, is still loaded. I just don't see them. I just don't think they have enough shooting. I think they can play defense good enough. I don't think they can shoot the ball well enough to contend.
The truth is, in the end, they're going to go as LeBron goes.
Yeah.
And what's he got left in year 20? I'm not sure.
Right.
I haven't seen explosion from him yet.
I see it in spurts. But, Skip, that's AD. They got AD. AD's supposed to be the top dog now. LeBron's supposed to be second. You know, hey, AD, you got this. Go on and get me 35-40 tonight. And he's supposed to be able to take the night off and give you 15-20. He can't take the night off.
Okay. Final points on Miles Turner. I love these quotes from yesterday on the Woj podcast. Miles Turner said, I just feel like here in the Midwest, we don't get the love that I think we deserve. Okay, fair enough. But he goes on to say, you are under a microscope out there in the West. Are you ever? You have no idea
exactly
the microscope because you've never felt the microscope.
Nothing like this.
And he adds, playing alongside LeBron, I feel like he demands a certain level of excellency. Well, it's not that he demands it.
Everybody
demands it because they're saying he needs help. He's in year 20. Okay, you're on, Miles.
Right. Yeah.
Come and help LeBron. Okay,
yeah.
And the spotlight tends to go and melt the guy next to him.
Yes.
Ask Russ, if Miles Turner could sit down with Russ right now and get Russ on, like, lie detection, just blurt the truth, he'd say, stage? I grew up wanting to be on this stage, and all of a sudden, this stage ate me alive. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, playing opposite of LeBron as the scapegoat to the quote-unquote GOAT ate me up last year. Mm-hmm. My family was miserable. My wife was miserable. My kids were miserable. I don't know.
Skip. Miles Turner's never had to play with the expectations to be great on a nightly basis. Like you said, that's the Indiana. Okay, if you make the playoffs, fine. If you don't, that's okay, too. But that's not ever going to be the case when you're with the Lakers.
You
and then you're playing beside a historically great player.
Hey, if you have an off game in Indianapolis, yeah, maybe
who
you
cares?
Get some talk show blowback, but it's just not that big a deal. Nobody cares outside of the city limits of Indianapolis, or
correct,
maybe within that confines
right
of the state. But the point is, out here, everybody cares from coast to coast.
Yeah, Miles Turner have a 0-for-10 game in Indiana. It's only going to make the headlines in Indiana. You play alongside LeBron James and go 0-for, as Russ. When
ask
he went
him
0-for-11 to get the
ask
Clippers
him
to see what happened.
Ask him. Hey.
Every talk show, not just in L.A., every talk show.
This stage here is be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
Stage. It's the ultimate. It's what underscores this stage. Be careful what you wish for.
That's why the greats, when they can play on a big, when you play, Skip, and this is not the knock on any, but when you play in New York, or you play in L.A., or you play for historically great franchises where the expectation, you play in Boston, that's a different level of expectations. You play in L.A., not only the market, but the team in and of itself. That's a whole different animal.
Then you throw the LeBron factor on top of the tradition of Showtime, and now you got issues, man.
Miles Turner had 7 points, 5 boards, gentlemen, in the Pacers' loss to the Nets last night. Gotta wonder if those comments affected that team chemistry at all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Jerry Jones, ready to make some moves to try and get the 6-2 Cowboys back in the Super Bowl. He's been referring to when his team added Deion Sanders to an already stacked Dallas roster back in the 90s. Jones said, quote, "I feel that good about our chances. I will do that. I will give up some future currency to go for it." All right, Shannon, do you expect Jerry Jones to make some sort of splash by today's 4 o'clock Eastern deadline?
No, I don't. Skip, he felt good about his team last year. Remember, that's why he said he was so disappointed that they lost in the first round to the San Francisco 49ers. Because he said, I'm so disappointed because I didn't see this coming. I thought we were ready to play. First of all, there are no Deion Sanders available. And you got Deion via free agency. They didn't trade Deion. You got Charles Haley. Skip in the situation because, like you and I talked about earlier, the 49ers just could not do anything else with Charles. He didn't want to be there. He had done everything he possibly could to let them know he didn't want to be there, and then he did the final straw, and then Carmen Policy says, you got to go. There are some receivers that are available. We hear DJ Moore could possibly be available. He's a big-time receiver. They're just wasting his time in Carolina. Is Brandon Cooks, you see, I saw Brandon Cooks might be available for Houston Texans. Skip, all he does is get 1,000 yards. Whether it's New England, whether it's the Rams, whether it's New Orleans, whether it's the Texans, no matter who his quarterback, Brandon, it's like taxes. He's going to get you 1,000. You got to pay taxes. Brandon Cooks going to get you 1,000 yards receiving. He's a very, very good receiver. Jerry Jeudy, he might be available. Skip, this is the first time since 1973 that the Cowboys has not had a player with at least 100 receiving yards in the game through the first 8 weeks. 1973. So that 49 years.
We spread the wealth.
Yeah, he spread the wealth. Oh, that's what you're telling yourself, Skip Bayless?
Yep.
50 years. 50 years. 50 years! Mm. 50 years, basically 50 years, Skip. So I don't see it.
We are 6-2.
And that's why you're not going to do it, because you're 6-2 and you believe you got what it takes. That's why you're not going to do it. See, thank you for making my point.
I'm not sure what the point is here, because Jerry Jones seems to be speaking loudly out of both sides of his mouth.
Exactly.
Because I'm reading these quotes and then I'm reading these quotes and I'm saying 2 + 2 = 5. Okay. So at first he's raving about who they are, where they're going, as is.
Right.
Because he's saying, I think the way we're sitting here with Dak playing as well as he is, well, Dak didn't really play that well against Detroit. Because they were a yard away from
taking the lead
13-10 early in the fourth quarter. And then against the Bears, you kept telling me on Monday, they're just terrible on defense. Okay, so we went up and down the field. But Tony Pollard did a lot of the upping and downing in the field, right? Because he had 7 breakaway runs for touchdowns. Dak played great. He had a QBR of 94. It led the whole league this past week.
Wow.
Okay, I'll take that. I told you it's the best game I've seen him play since opening night, not this year, but going all the way back to the year before at GOAT. Okay, so I've seen one game body of work so far, but now it starts. The season is about to start at Green Bay and at Minnesota. That's when you start to find out who are you made of.
I thought you were going to say the season starts at 4 o'clock today, whether or not they've been made some trades.
Okay, but he says, I see rising talent level, because he says Tyron is coming back, and they've been boasting about him coming back by December 1, Tyron Smith. Well, the kid, Tyler Smith, has played pretty great at left tackle as a rookie.
Right.
I think they scored in the draft. Like against the Bears, I didn't hear his name called. Right. I didn't notice that he did anything wrong.
Right.
Right.
He got rid of the best pass rusher,
okay,
so you're right.
Okay, they did. Maybe that helped. But he says Tyron is coming back, and he says some other players are coming back. And I haven't even brought up the fact that James Washington was signed to be their deep threat this year. And I know he struggled at Pittsburgh, and he never was in the good graces of Ben Roethlisberger. And I don't know why, because at Oklahoma State.
Oh, he can fight.
He was game busted.
Yeah.
He was flying by people.
He had some big game for the Steelers early on.
Well, he did. And he was a second-round pick. So he fractured his foot late in camp, right before the season started. Okay, so if he comes back, I got that as a wide receiver four, if you will.
Well, if that's the case, Skip, then so what? But Jerry did say on his radio show this morning, says we have some trades they're entertaining. So he did say that on his radio show. Okay. There are some trades we're entertaining.
Okay. So then he goes to other side of mouth in this interview that we're speaking of. Was this to I don't know if it's Clarence Hill or I don't know. But anyway, the point is, he said, I keep alluding to the Deion deal because he keeps calling it back. We added Deion to a pretty stacked deck, and that got us over the hump. It did, because the hump was San Francisco.
And they had him, and you
did. They had him, and they went, won the Super Bowl with him. And so clearly, you can tilt the whole playing field back in your favor, because this is, we completely agree on this, this is by far the greatest cornerback who ever stepped on a football field. Wait,
Skip, guess what happened? You beat them in 92 and 93 to get to the Super Bowl. Because they didn't have any answer to Michael.
They did
so
not.
So they say, okay, Deion, you're a free agent. Come here. This is what we're going to pay you. We're going to make you one of the highest paid defensive players. Now you got somebody to deal with, Mike. Okay. They go to the Super Bowl in 94. They're like, well, we don't want them to have him again. So now we got to pay him to get him in our folds. So now we got somebody to guard Jerry. So guess what? They go back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Listen, Deion could make Jerry cry.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice. So, he could.
But Skip, you got Deion, in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity.
No,
to get,
there was no trade going on here. Yeah. You just have to go buy him.
Because you just imagine you have Von Miller and Micah.
Okay.
And then you kick D-Law inside with Dorrance Armstrong. So you got Micah and Vaughn on one side. You got D-Law and Armstrong. And with that rotational players that you got, with Fowler, with some of those other guys.
Okay, Jerry thought that Vaughn was too rich for his blood because he thought Vaughn was on the downside of his career. And I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing any tail off yet.
Nah.
I'm not seeing Father Time tapping him on the shoulder.
Even what the Rams gave up to get Vaughn from Denver, you look at the playoffs, you say it was worth it. Oh, he was absolutely worth it. A second round, I think they gave him a second round pick to get him. You look at what he gave you in the Super Bowl. You look at what he did in Tampa. You look at what he did against the 49ers.
He's one of those guys. Wherever he goes, it's Midas touch.
He's a big game hunter.
He's a big
game. The bigger the game, the better Von Miller's going to play.
You don't think he would want to hunt for his hometown Dallas Cowboys?
Absolutely. Look, I go back to the Super Bowl 50. Did he not break that game open?
Okay, but my team is flat out loaded with pass rushers.
Yeah.
There's no Vaughn, but there is a Micah, and he's coming. And he is so destructive. He commands so much attention that the others are just feasting.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sam Williams, the second round pick out of Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He's flashing for me every game because he's flying against somebody in single coverage.
Yeah.
And he's just eating alive. And then Dorrance comes here. And then
Dante Fowler is playing better than he played.
Right.
He
and
is.
Then Odighizuwa comes up the middle. And I'm saying, wait a second. Mm-hmm. We're leading the league with all this. Any
so what do you want? What do you want, a receiver?
Okay.
You want DJ Moore? You want Brandon Cook? You want Jerry Jeudy? I mean, what you want?
Okay, but he's talking about, I'm ready to go for it. All those people are just people
but
to me.
Skip, ain't no Skip. So who's
I don't know. See, this would be the one where you don't know it's coming.
Right.
Where you don't. It's not even being rumored yet. This would be one where you'd say, wait a second.
What you want, Travis Kelce?
Yeah, like that. Like that.
Yeah, I bet you would like
no,
that.
No, I know, but it's not going to be that, obviously. But I can't. I haven't been able to focus because Jerry and Steven are shrewd operators.
Right.
And Will McClay is the shrewdest of operators because he just keeps scoring like crazy in the draft. Well, who knows? They may have identified somebody somewhere where I say, I didn't even know he was available.
Right.
And they go and get him. And he keeps raving about, we have the draft capital and we have the cap space to go make a splash move, a big move. And he was raving about, the main thing about me is I don't have an aversion. What did he, in all the books that I wrote about the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry used to just rave to me about what a plunger he is. And he said, it's called
aversion to risk.
It's called tolerance for ambiguity. Ambiguity is obviously, I don't know. So what's your tolerance for I don't know?
Right.
Well, Jerry said in the oil fields, he had extreme tolerance for, that could cost me my whole whatever I got left in the bank.
But it can wake me rich beyond my wildest dreams. Okay, plunge. Go for it.
And he loves to, he told me that big story about he flew into Love Field one time, the smaller airport in Dallas. He went to the rent car counter. This is when he's trying to make it in oil and gas, and he handed the woman his credit card, and she just took it, looked at it, and cut it right in two with her scissors, because she said he was busted.
Yeah.
And he lost his shirt, and then he had a whole bunch of shirts, okay?
Because he department store.
Plunged.
Yes.
And he plunged, and he started to hit. But you, listen, you hear all the stories about get rich quick, like Jed Clammett in the oil field, but there are millions of people out there who went completely bust. Okay, but he didn't. And now he owns the most valuable team in all of sports.
He owns a bunch of things.
He owns a bunch of things. So he's saying, if we have a chance to do something, which I interpret to mean meat on the bone, meat of where this is Jerryism, for if there's big meat on that bone, like this is going to change our life.
Right.
Well, then he says, I'll plunge
into
it.
Skip, it's got to be an offense. I'm thinking it's an offensive player. It's got to be.
Although Deion wasn't and Charles was not.
Yeah.
Okay. Amari was. And I give Jerry high marks for Amari because it worked for a while.
Right.
It was exactly what the doctor ordered for Dak. Because remember, Amari joins them and they're 3-5 and they take off and win the division. And Dak won his first and only playoff game at Jerry World against Seattle and Russell Wilson. Okay. So my bottom line to all this is, it sounds like Jerry is still trying to sell ice to the Eskimos. He's just trying to stoke the fires.
Oh, Jerry said we're going to go for it. Jerry said we're going to go
expectation for it. Where it's all about box office for him. It's all about making America's team the most watched team in all the land. And the way you do it is you drop big hints about, I just might. Watch me.
Skip, it's got to be a receiver. It's not going to be a running back, because I don't know. What, you going to go get Derrick Henry? You going to go get Nick Chubb? Kareem Hunt's, I mean, you hear Cleveland says Kareem Hunt's available now. But I think it's got to be a wide receiver. If you're going to go get somebody that could potentially put you over the top, a DJ Moore could possibly do that.
Okay, DJ Moore. Or I think Jerry Jeudy is pretty explosive, pretty special.
Yeah.
So is DJ. I buy that.
Brandon Cooks is the speed to take it off. Now, he can get deep. He can still run, Skip. I know he's small.
He's been around forever.
And Skip, he just makes plays. And you go back and look at his track record in New England. He was flourished. You go back and he had Tom Brady. You go back and look at him in the Saints with Drew. He flourished. With the Rams.
No, he did.
Jared Goff, he flourished. Even with the guys that's in, he had Deshaun for a little while. But you look at him in Houston, Skip, he got 1,000 yards. He makes plays.
I mean, he's almost like the Von Miller of receivers. He just keeps on. I'm not that he's winning Super Bowls constantly, but boy, he's in the mix.
But he has some. But you have someone, Skip, that could take the top off the coverage. And so now you let CD do his work, the intermediate stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. I will believe this when I see it.
Well.
Because I think that the right side of this is that Jerry thinks they're on the rise. It's 4 Eastern, 10:30, one here.
10:30. Right? Well, you got about 4.5 hours to make something happen.
Okay.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Well, all I know for sure is that Charles Haley happened in 1992 and Deion Sanders happened in 1995. Which was the season the last time we went to the NFC Championship game and obviously went and won the Super Bowl.
Well, I tell you what, ain't no Deion's available.
Okay.
Ain't no Deion's available.
Okay.
Now, you might get a Charles Haley, you might get somebody that's disgruntled, that we haven't heard about, but ain't no Deion's available.
Okay.
Ain't no trade.
There's only one and only Deion Sanders, but that was 27 years ago. And you know what? He was worth every penny.
Of course.
Every last penny.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You weren't going to the Super Bowl without him. Guess what? San Francisco was going back to the Super Bowl if they'd have kept Deion and y'all would have stayed back. And Jerry knew it.
That is true. And by the way, Deion caught a bunch of balls that year, too.
Yeah.
He played receiver and he was really good.
Because somebody had got hurt. You know what? Alvin Harper had left and went to Tampa.
That is true. But in the Super Bowl, Deion caught 2 or 3
caught
balls.
And he lined up at wide receiver during the season.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to see what happens today, guys.
Athletic and great Deion was.
As soon as we're off the air, my Jay Glazer notification volume is turned all the way up.